During a marathon day of media one-on-ones yesterday, Charlotte Mayor Pat McCrory said his campaign couldn't overcome the overwhelming Democratic organization that President-elect Barack Obama had in North Carolina. McCrory lost Mecklenburg County by 385 votes. He also lost the city of Charlotte. Still, McCrory says he's ready to work with Governor-elect Bev Perdue.
I anticipate giving her a little bit of time to get her sea legs on the ground, because I'm sure she's fatigued too. But as mayor, I hope to have a good working relationship with her. And I'm going to hold her feet to the fire on such issues as public safety, on issues of reforming DOT, on issues of culture, of corruption. In the long run, the people will benefit if she follows through on those things that she's talking about.
What about the attacks from her camp and all that, enduring all that? What did you learn from campaigning this way?
Well, first, I'm extremely proud that we did not compromise our values and the goals that I set about. And that was to run a positive campaign, to make sure that win or lose, our integrity is intact, to accept all debates and participate in all the debates, and to win. We succeeded in three or four of those goals. But I'm still so proud that we did not bow down to the pressure of slamming my opponent. There were some brilliant, shameless, inaccurate ads directed toward me across the state, especially on radio, that the people from Charlotte never got to hear. And they insulted not only me but my city, and that was a little discouraging. That was the only real discouragement I had about this campaign, is putting on these ads that were as bad as the Godless ad, but I couldn't do a thing about it. It was too late.
How do you get past that? You know, you go from that to then making the concession call and being cordial.
I know what I've got into. I know the game is very mean-spirited, but I was trying to change that culture, and it would be hypocritical for me to all of a sudden not be professional, even in debate, even in defeat, and even when I was not pleased with some of the negative ads being directed toward me and the city. And it wasn't, again, the negative ads. It was the totally inaccurate ads. That was the hypocrisy that was very hard to swallow, but that's my job. I've got to do it as mayor for the sake of our city now, because I still plan to be an effective mayor. I've got some things I've got to work on right now, the Wachovia-Wells Fargo merger. I'll be chairman of the Metropolitan Transit Commission so we can decide where the next transit line will go. We're going to have some horrendous budget decisions that we're going to have to make, and I'm going to want to support Chief Monroe in some of his public safety efforts and maybe hold Beverly Perdue's feet to the fire on making sure our police are backed up here and across the state.
You said on election night that 8 months ago your wife said you were going to be doing X, but you just weren't ready to tell us what it was. What is it?
You know, I'm going through a lot of soul searching right now on what my next career is in either the public or private sector. And you know, I hope you respect my time needed to do that while I dismantle a very effective campaign team that I love dearly. And I'm trying to find them jobs, and then I got to go find myself a job. So I've got some decisions to make in the future. I had already made a decision about whether I'm going to run for mayor or not, but I'm not ready to announce that. I'll announce that at the time I go through my other decision-making, and I'll let that be known all at the same time.
McCrory is pushing to shorten the campaign cycle, and so he won't announce his plans anytime soon. He says this will keep candidates from going into debt. He announced his bid for governor in January, just 4 months before the primary. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine in Charlotte.